From aquaculture to more traditional fishing practices, Port Lincoln calls itself Australia's seafood capital. On South Australia's Eyre Peninsula, it's home to the nation's largest commercial fishing fleet. It's a major exporter of both wild and aquaculture products, but it's coming under increasing pressure from imports. For instance, it's reported that around half of the barramundi consumed in Australia comes from Asia. Barramundi is known by many around the world as Asian sea bass. Port Lincoln-based ABC reporter Tim Jeans compiled this report on the changing nature of our fishing industry.
Sitting by a boat ramp next to the city's Maritime Museum, one of Port Lincoln's pioneer tuna fishermen, Hagen Steer, looks out to the waters of Spencer Gulf and sees good times ahead thanks to China.
China will be the biggest seafood-consuming country in the world, and there won't be enough seafood.
And so China could be to Australia's seafood industry what it is to the mining industry?
Oh, absolutely, it will be. There is no ifs, there is no buts. It will actually happen.
Mr. Steer's optimism is backed by a recent Rabobank report finding China has the potential for a $20 billion US a year import market within this decade.
We're trying our damnedest to open up the trade routes into China now with our seafood. And that will be on tuna also. Once the Chinese going to start eating tuna like the Japanese, it will be a completely new fight. The best is yet to come.
Over at Western Abalone, freshly shucked abalone are being taken from tanks ready for export to Asia, where many will end up in some of the region's finest restaurants. Abalone fishers are also looking to China and have joined forces with lobster fishers to form what's known as the China Project, aimed at lobbying for better access. As Western Abalone's managing director, Jim George, explains, illegal exports to China are an issue, with legal traders facing extra financial imposts.
13% import duty and 12% VAT. So in effect they're paying 25% in total. Compare that to smuggled in product that goes through Hong Kong, or even nowadays some of it goes to via Vietnam, then it makes the legitimate importers very difficult for them to compete.
While Australian exports to China are seen as a potential godsend to some, it's a two-way process, with China also an exporter to Australia. The Fresh Fish Place in Port Lincoln is a fish processor, supplying markets from local fish and chip shops to wholesalers in Sydney and Melbourne. It also has a newly expanded retail outlet, with manager Craig McCathy saying some imports are a necessary part of the retail scene, even in a seafood-rich place like Port Lincoln.
A lot of the big global companies send it all to China to be processed because of the lower costs of labour.
Isn't that almost wrong? We are in the seafood capital of Australia.
I agree with you, but the choice is there for the people that really can't afford to purchase the local product.
Is this a threat to the local industry, or will they carry on regardless?
Look, you open a can of worms there, Tim. Everyone is feeling it, from car manufacturing, vegetable producers through to seafood producers. Everyone's feeling the pinch of imported product.
Also feeling the pinch, but in another way, as some of Port Lincoln's grassroots fishermen who fish in small boats for species like calamari and whiting. Among them, Kiwi White is a third generation fisherman with concerns for the future.
I sound like a real whinger, but the good old days are gone, and quite a few of the professional fishermen who've done well over the years, this year's been one of the hardest.
Mr. White says the problem includes illegal fishing and relentless pressure from cashed-up recreational fishermen.
There's just so much pressure. Every second place in Port Lincoln has a boat, a big four-wheel drive. They have a beautiful flash boat, and there's just boats everywhere. So I've actually got to a stage where, close to 70 years of age, I'm still fit and active, but I've lost the drive to go fishing. Half the time I wake up in the morning and think, it's not really worth it.
Third generation fisherman Kiwi White, ending Tim Jeans' report from Port Lincoln.